While much of the country was caught up in the excitement of yesterday's super blue blood moon, communities in the Torres Strait Islands were experiencing damaging king tides intensified by gale force winds. Councillor Fred Geller is the mayor of Torres Strait Island Regional Council. He spoke to me from Hammond, an inner island of the group, with an update on what the situation is like there right now.
It's pissing down raining at the moment here now, and we've got almost like tunnel gale force wind that comes in every now and again. In the last couple of days, what we've experienced here is up to about 60 kilometres an hour of wind, gale force wind, and king tide. And my constituency out in the communities, because of where they're situated, they're facing gale force winds up to about 90 kilometres an hour. We've had the highest astronomical tide that was predicted over the last couple of days, were up to about 3.75, nearly about 4 metres. And with that gale force wind sitting behind it, it has actually seen the tidal level increase quite significantly.
Tell me a bit more about how the infrastructure is holding up in the face of all of this.
We've sustained damages to wharves, to the sport recreational facilities. Also, at Yama, a family will be completely displaced. We've got severe damages to road infrastructure, and we've got drains that are in some communities, because of the volume coming down from the hills, it's basically backing up.
What are people doing? Is there safe havens, or do they just have to ride it out?
Our staff, along together with the volunteers, the SES, that's been basically, you know, a godsend. They've worked and assisted the community to actually prepare, and they're actually working through in terms of looking at cleaning up the debris.
What's the process for rebuilding and getting everyone back on track?
We'll look within the finance that we have in regards to actually bringing normality back and bringing infrastructure up to a safe standard, most importantly to as well. We'll be able to do what we're able to do. We'll certainly be seeking assistance and support from the state too as well, because some of the infrastructure that are damaged are certainly beyond the scope of our pockets. Our pockets aren't deep enough. I feel for families that have had to be relocated because their properties are constructed in flood-prone areas. Some of them are living now in overcrowded situation with other members of the family and the relatives. We've got families that aren't able to actually move back into those properties because those properties, integrity-wise, are deemed unsafe. So there's a hell of a lot of work that needs to be done.
Do you think that the region needs to look at other mitigation factors and preparation so that there's better infrastructure in place if and when this happens again?
On a number of fronts, we certainly need to look at getting on with the seawall work. I mean, now that the new state government has come into power, we'll certainly be ensuring that the new members are well and truly abreast of the situation and seek their support, because Commonwealth has definitely given us their ears and certainly supportive. They want to know, I guess, what state's position in regards to looking at, you know, funding the remaining work left to do with the seawalls. Apart from the seawalls, I think the infrastructure such as the wharves and things that have actually damaged as a result of what we've just experienced, I've been advocating for some investment required to actually bring these facilities up to standard. I'm sick and tired of actually doing this Band-Aid application. We're able to continue to use these facilities, but they're not able to withstand this type of storm. Something seriously needs to be done before somebody gets hurt. I mean, I thank God that there's no loss of life or no injury as a result of what has occurred. I've got damage assessments for nearly all of my communities. I've got 15 communities within my electorate.
And it's not just the risk to life and limb, it's also the impact on livelihoods. The wharves and the roads and the damage that's occurred there, is that going to affect some people being able to get back to work and make a living?
We'll certainly do what we can to ensure that access for people to actually commute to work is addressed as a priority. But in terms of bringing life back to normality, that's going to take some time.
Fred Geller, Mayor of the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, ending that report.